This program is created by Andrews McMeel Entertainment in Kansas City, Missouri, and is based off the syndicated newspaper column News of the Weird, created in 1988. We are here to continue this weird tradition and share some of the highlights from the column. This podcast season is dedicated to Chuck Shepard, original creator of News of the Weird.
Hey, internet listeners, my name is Kirk Zipfel, and you probably have seen me before, but you don't know exactly where or why. And that's because I've been coming to you through the magic of commercials for the behavior-altering, mind-bending world of advertising. I'm a musician. I'm an actor. I'm also a dad.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm a builder man. I like to build things. And a music man. I like to play things. I'm still out there hacking away.
I'm Nikki Schallenberger. I was pregnant for a decade. I have four children.
You also play in a band that goes to Las Vegas.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Did you have a billionaire band that you're a part of?
Cover band. Yeah, super fun. I used to be in a local indie band. Yeah, done lots of bands. See, everyone, you can have kids. You can do whatever you want. They don't have to ruin your plans.
Nope. You just got to bring them along.
Yeah.
Bring some cheese sticks and some Cheerios in a bag. Well, we're going to bring you some exciting news stories. We have some fabulous Smurfs who have scoured the internet to bring us some of the world's weirdest news. And Nikki and I are going to help you understand just what's so weird about it.
Yes.
The world's a weird place, and we should keep it that way.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, I guess it
is. Is it?
It is. You're right. Okay, well, today we are going to jump right into it.
Let's just get right to it.
Jump in.
Enough dilly-dally.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Olivia Crump.
Ooh.
When Olivia Crump tried to leave her apartment in Milledgeville, Georgia.
It's a nice place.
On December 28th, she was surprised to find a crucial structure missing. The stairs to the ground floor.
Hmm.
According to the Daily Mail, Crump said the management company did not notify her about the stairs being removed for construction. It was impossible to get down without climbing over the ledge with a ladder or scaling the side with a decent drop below, she said. She and her dog were trapped in the apartment for about 4 hours.
Oh,
four hours, during which the dog almost had an accident.
Almost? Roger almost piddled on the rug.
What is this?
While we were stranded up so high.
While Crump doesn't plan any legal action, she did note that the absence of stairs could be a fire hazard.
Could be.
And she hopes the management company will compensate. What a fucking dork. Okay, so this girl, I'm
sorry. Her name is Olivia, and she's not a dork, okay?
Hold on. This girl has no idea that this construction crew is taking the stairs outside her door.
Maybe Olivia is hard of hearing.
Okay. And then she's stuck with her dog for 4 whole hours.
As he's like, ooh, gotta go, mama.
Yeah, and he almost had an accident.
He almost had an accident on the rug. Yeah, the urgency is not really built into this one.
I've stayed in bed hungover for 12 hours and it didn't occur to me that leaving would be a privilege. I don't even know.
I like that she said she did know that the absence of stairs could be a fire hazard. I'm no fire expert, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly what a fire hazard is. When you remove the stairs to a second floor apartment, you have isolated someone there. There wasn't even a ladder propped up against the building. That really is some shitty management.
That management company is shitty. Yes.
You really have to let people know things like that.
Oh, man. Well, sorry, Olivia. I hope it works out for you in your next apartment, although you probably didn't move out of this one because you're a doormat.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Nikki, would you like to introduce this one?
I really would, because this one is amazing.
Yeah, really good.
First of all, it's titled Boundaries, of which Kirk has none. The Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service, MPTS, in the UK, on January 10th, removed the medical license from Simon Bramall.
Used to be the bass player for the Zombies.
Yeah. A transplant surgeon at Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, the Washington Post reported. The action stemmed from an incident in 2013 in which, after finishing up a transplant, Dr. Bramhall used an electric beam to burn his initials into the patient's liver before closing her up.
What?
That is hot.
Wow.
The flourish might not have been discovered, but the liver began to fail the following week, and another surgeon discovered the signature. Okay, first of all, I would give anything to be that surgeon. First of all, there's no way that the signature stayed intact. Like, it was legible, or, I
mean,
who it probably
in the hell
just
is
looked
SB?
Right. Or what if he just put, like, a little, you know, drawing of, like, a cock and balls? Right. Like, that's what I would do.
He had a little insignia.
Yeah, like his little
inside a B.
Yeah, his little thing. Bramwell said at the time it was something he did to relieve stress during long, difficult operations. In 2017, he was convicted of assault and fined about $13,000. In 2021, he submitted a letter arguing that he was again fit to practice. Thank God. But the latest ruling has denied him the right to do so, noting that his actions undermined people's trust in the medical profession. Okay.
I do want to know, like, when, okay, you're a transplant surgeon. When exactly are you completely alone in the operating room? You're like, you know what, nurses, yeah, anesthesia, I'd like you to leave the room. Can I have the room for a minute? I just want to be alone with this body that we just transplanted the gallbladder in. And then can you turn on the laser on your way out? Thank you so much. Thank you. I just want a little time alone.
I was actually just talking to a friend of mine who is a doctor, and he said surgeons are going to be like the next Me Too, because apparently they're incredibly abusive in the operating room.
Oh,
because,
absolutely.
You know, they're so stressed out. But they're, like, physically and verbally abusive to the poor techs. And
each other. There's definitely a very locker room atmosphere in those theater, operating theaters.
100%.
Yeah.
Why are they called theaters?
Because you're putting on a little show for everybody. You know, you got your costume on. There's, like, you have props, and you're just in there. It's like a little show.
That's terrifying.
I think that they call it the theater because in teaching hospitals, they used to have, like, it was like
stage.
You were on the stage, more or less, and surrounded in the an auditorium by, like, you know,
right.
Medical students who were watching you perform the operation.
We didn't ever find out if she survived the liver failure, or if they were able to erase his tag from her liver.
I doubt it. I think that only goes one way with the lasering. It's
also
probably not coming off.
Oh,
but,
wait.
You know, the good news is he's like, I could transplant that if you want. Listen, I'm just saying, yes, I might have been the cause of the liver failure, but I'm right here. I've already done this. I'd like to have the room just for a moment so that I could be alone with the body. No, we don't. We're not going to fall for that anymore. It's a good one.
Oh, see, it's too bad they didn't show us the letter he submitted arguing that he was again fit to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Look.
I have learned my lesson.
I feel really bad about what I did.
Right.
I should not have straight up tagged that poor girl's liver.
I put a whiteboard in the OR. Now I will just write my name on the whiteboard.
I will
submit, when I feel stressed.
Maybe you could have, you know, like a chaperone with me at all times to make sure that I don't laser zap anybody else's organs on the inside of their body.
Yeah.
Write Simon Bramhall was here, like, on their kidneys.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
I think they do.
Everybody.
I would feel just fine having my aorta replaced by Simon Bramhall.
Totally fine.
Okay, moving on. New York Post, 12/3/21, says that some news items just catapult themselves into lead story position. Oh, here we go.
I see what they did there.
On a Delta Airlines flight in November between Syracuse, New York, and Atlanta, the woman sitting in 13A allegedly tried to breastfeed her hairless cat.
Oh, my God.
Much to the cat's distress.
No.
Flight attendants repeatedly asked the woman to return the yowling cat to its kennel, the New York Post reported, but she refused. Her shirt was up, and she was trying to get the cat to latch, and the cat was screaming for its life.
Holy shit.
The flight attendant who was on board during the incident. Finally, a message was sent through the aircraft communications addressing and reporting system, alerting the ground crew in Atlanta they would need a red coat team member to apprehend the woman at the gate.
That's a little aggressive.
It is unclear what happened to the woman or her cat after the flight landed. Why is it, like, people are just getting crazier.
I agree.
And crazier and crazier when it comes to air travel.
First of all, the cat was screaming for its life. What in the hell?
I don't want the titty.
I mean, she had obviously tried to nurse it before.
He won't latch on. He wants mama's milk.
Everyone's screaming and the cat's screaming. And
the red coats are on their way.
The red coats? Like, that's weird that they would need to even get the red coats involved, because I thought...
What is this, like,
that was from, like,
special
the revolution.
Crack squad of airline employees? They throw you in a red duffel bag.
Sir, you're going to have to move back to
England. And drag you down the terminal.
Yeah.
And just throw you in a swamp.
Ah, man. I would love to see a picture of this woman. I bet you there are a lot of women who tried to breastfeed their cats.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because when you're in that state of mind, or you just try to breastfeed anything?
I think that...
Try to give it to your plant?
I think that a woman that would try to do something like this is much like other women that might have a lot of cats, especially hairless cats, and just... There's just a whole vibe that I'm sensing or picturing, and I like it.
She's like, I've got the milk. I'm brimming with life. Everybody's got to have a little bit.
This is my child.
Mr. Bigglesworth, latch on.
What if the cat was, what if the cat was really her baby in a cat costume?
I got him a support animal, and I got him on the airplane for free.
You don't have to pay for a baby seat, though.
No, you don't, actually. My sister was a flight attendant. She worked for American Airlines.
Yeah.
My sister is like does not belong in customer service like at all.
Neither do I.
She's just generally kind of like tired and kind of like, what do you want? I don't. Can I help? Who cares? She had to tell somebody to put that the plane was taking off and that they needed the baby was in like a carrier car seat. And she was like, that needs to go in the overhead compartment. And the person was like, okay. And they just picked up the entire thing with the baby in it and just like put it in the overhead thing. She was like, no. Not the baby, just the car seat.
That's
goes in the
awesome.
Overhead. Sir, please hold on to the baby. We don't put them in overhead.
People are amazing. My favorite thing people do is put their bare feet all over everything.
Oh, yeah. Just like on the wall, on the bulkhead.
Oh, my God.
Like you're in your living room. Put your feet on the floor, you idiot.
There's like an Instagram account.
There is.
Shaming.
Yeah,
and then
passenger
like
shaming.
Someone had their fucking foot on the TV screen and they were like swiping it with their. I almost died when I saw that.
There is a lot of hilarious stuff on there.
There is.
People
I feel like this
so
woman
ridiculous.
Breastfeeding her cat would definitely make it onto that account. And it is shocking to me that they arrested her. But then, I mean, I guess what would you be? I mean, I don't know. Is it illegal to breastfeed your cat?
I don't think it's illegal per se. It's just really disturbing to the people around you.
But I mean, disturbing.
Which I think it is an actual reason to like get thrown off an airplane. You'd be like, you know what? You can't just do anything you want. You're not allowed to just. You're not in your own home. Just sit here and act like a normal person. Just pretend for 2 hours like you're a normal person. Put your cat down. Maybe don't even bring your cat on the airplane. Just sit there and wait till we get to Dallas, okay? Yeah. Then you can go be as weird and ridiculous as you want to be. But now you forced me to bring in the redcoats. You are not going to like what they have to say to you.
Give yourself the kick in the pants needed to wake up and realize you're a fucking miracle of being as you get organized and go after the life of your dreams in 2023 with the Unfuck Yourself Planner. Based on Gary John Bishop's New York Times bestselling book by the same name. With extra note pages, motivational truths from Bishop's books, and a pocket for storage, this planner will help you get on track with work, family, or school as you abolish your self-limiting beliefs. Pre-order now, wherever calendars are sold.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about this Reuters story.
Oh, I love Reuters.
Reuters. Ever watched a cooking show and wished you could sample the finished product?
Gross.
No?
No.
Okay. A professor in Japan has created a prototype TV screen that you can lick. Oh, Kirk, I have a feeling this is going to be right up your alley. To taste a particular food. It works by spraying flavors on a film that rolls over the TV screen. While such a product might seem misguided during a global pandemic, Meiji University professor Home Miyashita sees it differently. The goal is to make it possible for people to have the experience of something like eating at a restaurant on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Even while staying at home, he said. Miyashita said a commercial version could be made for about $875.
So it's basically like a printer with some ink cartridges attached to your TV that sprays artificial flavoring on it that you then lick off the screen.
Yeah, and like you have to spray it. I'm positive that it tastes just like sushi.
It. Okay, first of all, we already invented this in Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, they had, exactly.
They had Wonka Vision, and then they had the wallpaper that tastes like snozzberries.
Yeah,
this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Who the hell would want to lick their TV?
I actually can think of a few people. Okay, also let's be fair. there are some incredible Japanese inventions. They have all sorts of things like
toilets that wash your ass.
Toto toilets that like the wand comes out.
I wash your ass down in Africa.
That's it.
I wash your ass.
That's the B-side of that.
The Toto toilet.
The Toto toilet. Why don't the Toto toilets play Africa while you are sitting on them? Holy shit. Get me the number for the Toto CEO right now.
The Toto CEO?
Google it.
Give me one second.
I bet his name is Hyomi Miyashita.
Yep.
And I'm going to be like, guy, I will get you the licensing. Hey, guy. You give me a piece. I will get you the licensing. You this every time you flush. Or actually, when you sit down, it starts. Fuck yes. Now that's an invention. That's something people would want. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Yep.
But like, you know, you see there's all those like expos and like it's like here's a hand with a glove on it that will come up and wipe your butt for you. That's like a Japanese invention.
Or just like a rotating like fist of, you know, of mink, like a chamois fist. It's like
for fisting.
Just comes like it's like one of those shoe buffers that's on the floor where you push the button on the top.
But for what?
But it just comes right up and you can kind of grind your butt around on it.
You would totally use
I would use that. But you have to change the head each time you use it.
Not gay, but I would totally.
I would ride that ass buffer.
Ass buffer.
So they
with a sham wow on the end of it. Shazam. What was that guy's name? Billy Mays?
Yep.
Billy Mays here. Yep. This thing will fist you while you I can't. Anyway.
This is the ass shammy. This is the ass.
Who gave us this story?
The powered ass hammer.
It's about licking a TV.
So anyway, Lick-A-Vision, it's a big loser. I would not lick my TV.
I would try it once.
Okay, moving on. When police officers in Orem, Utah pulled over Victor Chavez Zuniga, hyphenated name, Chavez Zuniga, he's 27 years old, for broken headlight on February 9, they discovered that he had several outstanding warrants, the smoking gun reported. As a result, they searched him and found something extra in his wallet, a severed finger in a cloth wrap, which had what appeared to be pus and blood on it, was beginning to turn green, and the fingernail appeared to be decayed. Well, gross. Officer Bryce Mondragon also noticed a, quote, foul smell. Unfortunately, the mystery lives on. The court filing does not say who the finger belonged to or why Chavez Zuniga had it, but he was held in a charge of desecration of a dead human body, amongst other charges.
How do they know the body was dead?
Because of its advanced state of decay.
Yeah, but that's just the finger. Like, if I cut off a finger and kept, I mean, I feel like it would decay. No?
Yep, that's kind of what bodies do.
I know, but how do you know that this wasn't just like a hostage situation gone wrong where it was like, we're going to cut off your finger and we're going to ask your family for money and we're going to send them the figure. It's the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
But that's a toe.
Right, but the toe has to look fresh like it was just cut off.
I know, but like after a few days, I don't think it would look fresh.
If you keep it on ice, actually, I think what they say, if you sever a body part, you're supposed to put it in milk. Yeah, just a little tip out there for you listeners. If you ever cut your finger off and you want to get to the hospital, put it in a little bit of milk. I guess the protein helps it to, you know, stay alive a little bit longer. Mm. So stay fresh a little longer. Okay. Hold tight a little longer. Make love a little longer. Anybody remember this? The Big Red commercial from the 80s?
I do.
Longer
I do,
with Big Red.
But I'm
Red.
Still stuck on why you know to put severed appendages in milk.
So what was Victor Chavez Zuniga doing?
He wasn't even doing anything. They pulled him over for a broken headlight, which is obnoxious. And then, of course, he had several outstanding warrants. And then they had to search him, which was probably, I guess if they had warrants, they could search him. Man, these people need to learn their rights. And you get pulled over, it's like, no, you will not be searching my car or looking through my phone.
Nope.
But anyway, they did and looked through his wallet.
They're like, hey, bro, first of all, how do you fit a finger in your wallet?
Yeah, what kind of wallet did he have?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty thick, chunky thing to have against your ass.
Unless it was like a lady's tiny finger or like a kid's finger.
Oh, that would be even better.
A baby's finger?
Yeah, it was an infant finger. Oh, yeah. that fits.
That would fit, that like in your sense. Like little license thing.
No, it was like a full-grown
was like grown man pinky. Like fat finger.
It was the kind of a pinky that an over the road trucker would have.
Oh, for sure. A
gnarled.
Canadian one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eh?
Canadian over the road trucker.
A hoser's finger.
So this weirdo had a finger in his wallet that was in an advanced state of decay with pus and blood and a green nail that was decaying. God, people are so weird.
I love how the story editorializes and says, well, gross.
Yeah, that's pretty. I don't need the commentary
gross.
There. Thanks,
yeah.
Gizmo.
Just the reporting, thanks.
Thanks so much. Just
Officer,
the facts.
Of course, Officer Bryce.
Bryce.
Of course.
What's his last name?
Mondragon.
Mondragon. This is Mondragon. Mondragon. You're on headlight detail. But keep stay frosty out there because shit can go sideways at any time.
I like how he also noticed a foul smell. Like he looked at the finger and there was pus and blood and it was decaying and he
right.
And then he was like but also something smells weird.
Everything seems okay except there's a weird smell coming out of that finger.
And no one actually knows where he got it, who it belonged to, but he was held on a charge of desecration of a dead human body.
You know that guy he had it in his wallet because he was dying to show it to somebody. He had to show it to somebody. And the cops probably offered it up. He was like, oh, let me just get my ID. Oh, boy,
forgot that was in there.
You ever see a finger?
Shit.
I'm a bad man. He's like, oh, look at that. Ah, that belonged to the last cop who tried to search me.
Yeah. That is probably
that guy's
more
a real
likely.
Badass.
Yeah, he just wanted to show off.
What's his name?
Chavez Zuniga.
Zuniga. I wonder if he's married to Daphne.
I was going to say, is he married to Daphne Zuniga? I bet he is.
Daphne Zuniga.
What if it was Daphne Zuniga's finger?
She was
a butt?
She was a total babe.
Oh, a total babe. Yeah, she was a babe.
Like in Spaceballs? I watched Spaceballs the other day.
Oh, Spaceballs, yeah.
She was smoking
hot. Whatever
happened
to Daphne? Oh, my God.
She married Billy?
What happened to Daphne Zuniga?
Holy shnikes, we just figured it out.
This is a cold case. Oh, my God.
Little nine-finger Daphne Zuniga is just running around.
Did this just turn into a cold case?
I think so.
Crime-solving podcast?
Wow.
Because I just think we located Daphne Zuniga's desecrated body.
I think we did.
Oh, my God. I bet you would like to desecrate her body, actually.
I would pay.
Why don't you sing a song about it?
I would pay Jose Vargas Zuniga $20.
That's not his name, but all right.
What do we got? Daphne! I miss you. I wish you were back on TV with Billy and the Melrose Place gang.
Crew. I mean, Jesus, rhyme.
God damn it, you're right.
God.
Crew!
Nailed it.
Totally crushed it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, it's been real. I think
it's been real something.
Come back again and we'll have more news of the weird for you. My name's Kirk Ziffel.
My name is Nikki Schallenberger, and it has been a pleasure.
We're going to see you guys real soon.
Yes, we will.
All right. Adios.
Find links to all of these articles and more at newsoftheweirdpodcast.com.
This episode was produced by our executive producer, Bridget McNeil, and Daniela Give a Dog a Bone, as well as Matt Sheppo and our producer, Sarah Hill, with Bobby NYC. Made possible by Andrews McNeil Entertainment. Music credited to me, Kirk Ziffel. I'm very talented. Special thanks to Charlie Upchurch. And you can subscribe to our podcast for free at Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen.
Messy and mischievous Marmaduke has a big heart but can't stay out of trouble. Does he have what it takes to shine in the swanky dog show world? Find out in Marmaduke the Movie, a new take on a beloved classic, now on Netflix and starring Pete Davidson as the voice of Marmaduke.